What was the top song of 2022? Hello and welcome. This is an episode of Artbreaker, where the intersection of art and climate change is explored, poked, and prodded. It's the work of an enthusiastic amateur, Mark Spencer. That's me. And is shamelessly inspired by other great arts podcasts. Two of the greatest of which you'll hear clips from in this episode. So you're in good hands to get an answer to that question up top. What was the best song of 2022? And if you care about the climate crisis, this is going to be a whole new way to broach that topic over your holidays or in your work days. So that's a big question, right? Are we talking the top song of Australia? The top song amongst young people, older folks, Gen Z, millennials like me? Well, the Billboard chart is one empirical measure we can use. And to understand the vagaries and mysteries and the surprisingly good stories of how the Billboard charts work, I turn to a podcast called Hit Parade.
A podcast of pop chart history from Slate Magazine about the hits from coast to coast.
That's Chris Malamphy, chart analyst and one of my favorite podcasters. Find a link to this episode of Hit Parade in the show notes and check out the whole thing. You'll be doing yourself a favor. But back to Billboard. And the top song of 2022, as per Billboard, it'll surprise you.
In the closing weeks of 2022, this song is making a lot of year-end lists, As It Was by Harry Styles. In addition to its critical acclaim, it made the 10 best singles lists of Rolling Stone, The Guardian, NME, Entertainment Weekly, and Consequence of Sound. As It Was also dominated Billboard's Hot 100 this year. To be exact, the lead single from the Harry's House album topped America's flagship pop chart for an amazing 15 weeks. Not only the longest run at number one for any song this year, but one of the four longest runs on top for any single ever.
Being in the top four for the longest run as number one single on Billboard, it wouldn't surprise you or me at all, right, if Harry Styles had the Song of the Year for 2022.
Think again.
First night, all I think about is you. Don't stop, baby, you can walk too.
A couple of weeks ago, Billboard announced that this song, Heat Waves by Glass Animals, was the actual number one song of 2022. Unlike the critics, this wasn't a subjective call by Billboard. That's just how the chart data landed. Even though Heat Waves spent only 5 weeks at number one, literally one third as long as Harry's As It Was.
Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. Heat Waves been faking me out.
Year-end upsets like this are not uncommon in Hot 100 history.
And that history is fascinating, and how Billboard works is a semi-mystical arcane art to me still, even after listening to tens of hours of Chris on Hit Parade breaking it down. But that's not what I'm here to talk to you about today. It wasn't Harry and his love songs that took the top spot. Finally, it's 2022, and we have a top song broaching a topic like heat waves. And here's what's happened in the world's climate records. Europe had its third warmest autumn on record, at 1.8 degrees Celsius above average. It was the fifth warmest September to November period on record for both North America and Asia, at 1.31 C and 1.51 C above average, respectively. Africa had its seventh warmest September to November on record. So heat waves is obviously about climate change, right? Sadly, no. Here's songwriter and band leader Dave on the podcast Song Exploder, another one of my favorites.
It means something very specific to me, but I like it when a chorus lyric can be interpreted in lots of different ways. For me, it's actually very, very personal.
Ambiguity, says Dave, is what he's going for.
Because ultimately, I think this song is meant to be optimistic. It is really sad at its core, but It's kind of about accepting that sadness and vulnerability is okay.
Don't you know, ripple in the vision, heat waves, I'm swimming in the mirror.
So we've got a Billboard top song for the year 2022, and in the same year of 2022, we had record heat waves throughout the UK. The UK's Met Office issued its first red warning for extreme heat on the 8th of July of this year. The peak temperature, recorded on the 17th of June, was 32.7 degrees Celsius. In a country that has no history or preparedness for this. It's honestly been hard to remember those details until I looked them up, because this year has felt like a decade. But that's the context for the year in which this song is the top song.
Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. Heat waves been faking me out. Can't make you happier now.
Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. It means something very specific to me, but I like it when a chorus lyric can be interpreted in lots of different ways. For me, it's actually very, very personal. I lost someone. I lost my best friend some time ago now. I'm getting a bit welly uppy here, but this particular person had their birthday in June. And every time their birthday comes up, it just, like, it ruins me. I guess this whole song is about missing somebody. And people are just kind of vulnerable to that. You can't do anything about it. You can't help and save everybody. And it's okay to let yourself miss someone and feel this pain.
Miss someone, miss something, miss a loss of expectation of a brighter future. I can hear Dave say this, and I easily apply that emotion to climate grief in myself. I hear that reflected in this piece. But if it's not the artist's intent for it to be about climate change, if it's not about climate change explicitly, is it fair to listen to a piece of art like this and make that connection to climate change? This song was originally released by Glass Animals on the 29th of June, 2020, 2 full years before the UK heatwave. So I understand that at the time, Dave, or really anyone, was expecting a record-breaking, deadly heatwave in the UK. But I wonder if, as the song was climbing the charts, tracking the rising mercury of the heatwave, if it was on his mind, or on the minds of millions of listeners. I mean, the song's had 2 billion streams since its release, and I would love to know just how much the serendipity of a heatwave in the UK and heatwaves globally played into the success of a song that is only obliquely related to these phenomena, sharing only a single lyrical line. And the title. This year, spring rainfall was 112% above average for Australia as a whole. It was the second wettest year on record, behind spring 2010. And in that same period here in Australia in the northern tropics, there were periods of extreme heatwave conditions. And globally, 2022 so far is the 4th warmest year on record. And this is despite La Niña conditions here in the tropical Pacific, which are having a cooling effect. So all the things I've said, while true, are not nearly as fun and sexy as a good pop song. So can we use this as a way to talk to others about climate change? This song is a hit, arguably because Australia made it a hit.
And there it is, Glass Animals, Heat Waves, your Triple J Hottest 100, number one. And joining you right now to tell you all about it is Dave from Glass Animals. Dave, hello.
Oh my God, this is incredible.
Congratulations, how are you feeling?
To quote the Sydney Morning Herald, heatwave's ubiquity is down to TikTok, where it went viral, generous playlisting across streaming services, and a ride-or-die Antipodean fan base.
It feels mad to be at the top of that. Some of the people I love, like, the most in music. Triple J was one of the first radio stations in the world to play our songs on the
on the radio, and because of that, we came and did our first sold-out shows ever in Australia.
You guys made a huge promise, Dave, that if Heatwaves took out the Hottest 100, you would get the continent of Australia.
The band tweeted in January 2021, 1 year into COVID, "Here's the deal. Heatwaves on top of the pile in Triple J Hottest 100 equals Australia tattooed to each of our buttocks."
Tattooed to your ass. I mean, do you have a tattoo artist standing by? Like, what's going to happen now?
We thought about actually doing it on each other. We did think about that.
Oh, a home job. All right. Okay.
A little stick and poke. Yeah, I feel like we need some clarification on size, because if it turns out to be a postage stamp, a lot of people are going to feel ripped off. Like, I think it's fist or bigger.
Squirrel's head size or something.
Do you often measure things in squirrel's heads?
That's an odd metric.
Odd unit of measure.
I measure everything in my life according to squirrels. Yeah. I've got to call my mum and tell her about this tattoo. She doesn't know, and this is my first tattoo. I've never had one before. We have so many amazing memories in Australia. I'm going to look at my tush and smile.
Dave, congratulations again. Glass Animals, Heatwaves, Triple J's Hottest 100, number one for 2020.
Oh my God, I can't believe it. I actually can't believe it.
It's wild.
No, thank you guys so much for all the support over the years. I can't thank you enough.
So they did. An outline of Australia and a cooking emoji rising out of the middle of three shark fins on the bum cheek of both Dave Bailey and guitarist-keyboardist Drew McFarlane. So, are you looking for an intro to how to talk to a friend about the climate aspects of being freaked out by heat waves in the climate change context? Here's some way to put this song on, which is a bona fide banger, and get to talk to someone about climate change. To bring up memories of heat waves over summer, of bushfires, of black summer. While the song isn't talking about climate change itself, and I know we'll get there will be the Billboard top song of the year explicitly engaging with climate change. We're just apparently not there yet. The song itself is not separate from our reality. To quote from an article on the line of bestfit.com, apparently, Glass Animals' Heat Waves has produced over 3,000 tons of carbon emissions. Quote, "Last week, Uswitch published a new report that uses Spotify data, including play count, streams, and song duration, to find out the environmental impact of some of the world's most popular songs. Using a list of 200 songs, Uswitch narrowed down to 10 tracks across different categories, including Christmas songs, that use the most electricity, which caused the most carbon emissions. On the list of the top 10 most popular songs using the most carbon emissions, Glass Animals' Heat Waves is in first place, having produced over 3,000 tons of carbon emissions, which would apparently need over 128,000 trees to absorb the carbon output in 1 year. Which is not at all to say we should stop listening to music and stop streaming if that's how you get your music. But just another fact to throw into the pot for you. I'll now play you out with some more stats on the performance of Heat Waves, so you've got some more grist for the mill to bring the conversation around to the topic of real heat waves.
On the Hot 100 chart and has now led for 3 weeks in a row, breaking the previous 35-week record set by Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You in December 2019.
Thank you so much for joining me. If you're listening to this over Australian summer, don't forget to slip, slop, and slap, and be sun safe. If you enjoyed this episode and have any recommendations for other songs that possibly tackle climate change, or you think that they do and you'd like to find out if they are actually intended to or not, please let me know. Contact details will be at the end of the episode. I've been Mark Spencer. Thank you for joining me. I'll see you again soon.
Heat Waves is the 15th alternative airplay number one to have led the all-genre radio songs chart over the 31 years that the charts have coexisted, a feat that just 4% of all alternative airplay leaders have achieved.
And at the end of the day, why does any of this matter? Well, I've realized as I've sat here putting the final touches on this episode that we're not always going to be worried about heat waves all the time. For most of the time, temperatures are within normal-ish boundaries, at least in 2023, as I'm finishing this episode off. But those times when things are out of the ordinary when the more likely event of extreme weather that we are experiencing in the Anthropocene strikes and we are going through a heat wave and we're trying to read up on what to do, whether it's been months or years since the last one, forever going forward now, you're going to search heat waves and you're going to find a reference in the search results to this song, the Billboard number one song of 2022. A song that, while it has heat waves as the title, has practically nothing to say about them. I know the lyric isn't heat waves been freaking me out, but heat waves been faking me out, but for the life of me, I have no idea what that could mean. So I just wanted you to know that I know that.
I feel a pressing urgency to get movies, get shows out there to deal with. I mean, there's a lot of issues, income inequality, democracies are toppling, misinformation, but climate is the one that just scares me to my core, a big shadow over all of us.
Sometimes people accuse me of being an alarmist, and I say that's exactly right. It is time to sound the alarm. Any sensible adult who's responsible in any way would be sounding the alarm right now.
Art thrives on that. Politicians shy away. They cut the corners off to make things fit together and make things acceptable. If we're going to go to a new world, then actually those ways of saying we want to have everything but we want it low carbon are going to be necessary to do. We're going to have to take ideas that at the moment seem irreconcilable and put them together to make them work. This is a cultural change, not just a technological and social change.
Art is a passion, but it's also a mechanism for getting real change. If we can't envision a different future, if we can't believe in it as hopeful, how can we create it?
Art breaker.